celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Well, it's always a great, great joy to welcome you on into your international broadcast of Breakthrough. I just love that word, a sudden burst of the advanced knowledge of God destined to propel you through every line of Satan's defense. That's what you're going to get today. It always gives me great, great joy to say that. I've been so blessed, so very blessed to say that for over 40 years right here on your Breakthrough. And no matter where in the wide world you may be enjoying this broadcast of Breakthrough today, I've got a faith-building, Holy Ghost-inspired instruction for you today. An instruction that your Bible would call in righteousness. It comes from 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. Here's what it says. All Scripture, all of it, 1,166 pages, all Scripture is inspired, breathed by God, and is profitable for several things, for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, so that the man of God, or the believer, may be complete and thoroughly equipped for every good work. Did you hear that? That you are thoroughly equipped for every good work. He didn't say you would be, said you are. So you might as well just receive it right there where you are right now. You have everything it takes to live successfully on the earth in the presence of God. Our Father, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Yireh, the God who provides, promises that you will be fully, entirely, completely equipped if you'll simply spend time in the pages of His eternal, life-giving, Holy Spirit-inspired Word and honor Him first and above everything else this world has to offer. As you and I spend time every day here on Breakthrough, I promise you this, you're always going to be built up. You're going to be strengthened and emboldened in your faith. That faith that lifts up every happy and every hurting soul. Faith that exalts our great God. Faith that lifts up the blood-stained cross of Jesus Christ. It's been our standard here every day for more than four decades. When that little red light comes on that camera, the Holy Spirit of God pours fresh oil upon me, anointing me to bring you the preaching, the proclamation, the teaching of His glorious truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And friend, that means freedom. Freedom in every aspect and area of your life. Freedom because the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the Word, led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. And you are at the front of the line today. Listen, you were not created, get this, to be held back, living and existing in the shallow flatlands of spiritual life. That's exactly where your adversary and mine want to keep you, bound in captivity. The land where good enough is enough. Not today, because today we're about to learn how to rise up. Come on, let's get up. You know, sitting is a stationary position. Where you sit, you intend to stay. We're going to rise up in our spirits today, and we're going to learn how to lay hold on the greater. Just say that, greater. Say it again, greater We used to sing a song that said, greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I feel and I sense the prophetic unction of the Spirit of God right now. Greater. Say it again, greater. That's your word for today. Type it in your phone. Write it down on a scratch pad where you are right now. Commit it to memory. Say it all day today. Today is my greater day. It's already been promised to you. You just need to lay hold of it. It's been promised to you prophetically in the year 2025. Let's break that down. The number 25 has very deep and biblical significance. It's revelation. Hear me now. Get it. In 25:2-5, grace upon grace. Greater grace. That's an outpouring you may have never witnessed or experienced in your life. God, you see, is a God of timing. And 2025 is a prophetic season. And listen, God did not hide it from you. He hid it for you. The blessing of the Lord will release and be released to everyone who simply chooses to walk in the divine directive of this season. A word, hear me, in season is simply this. Give God first place. You say, well, Pastor Rod, that seems too simple. Well, it must have seemed too simple for the leprous Naaman to be told to go dip 7 times in the River Jordan. It's not the exercise, it's the obedience. And here's what he's saying to you prophetically this very first month in 2025. You wanted to enter into double grace, grace upon grace, double favor, favor upon favor. That's what 2025 is all about. So if you want to walk in greater, if our passionate desire is to absolutely walk in the reality of grace upon grace flowing into our lives, then it's time. We must follow the divine directive. Place God first. First when you get up in the morning, first when you go to bed at night, first when you're making your plans, first when you're planning your next year, first in your home, first in your studies, first in your pursuits. Place God first in all your ways. And when you do, Proverbs chapter number 3:6 is about to be manifested through the Lord God Almighty himself. And he will bless you, and here it is, make your paths straight. Come on, he's going to make the low place high and the high place low, and he's going to straighten out your life. Did you hear me? Come on. Your teenager's about to get straightened out. Your finances are about to get straightened out. Your future is about to get straightened out. The scrambled eggs of your mind are about to get straightened out. This right now is a divine opportunity to truly make your relationship with Jesus Christ your number one priority. Let me tell you what the Word calls it. You become a disciple. Everything else behind and Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God above all, everything else becomes your first priority. I'm not speaking Greek to you now. When I think about what the Lord is prophetically saying about 2025, my heart hears the word promotion. Say it. Promotion. To some of you, it feels strange in your mouth. You know, you're like a calf staring at a new gate. You're like Israel saying, am I dreaming a dream? God is saying to you at the beginning of 2025, promotion. He's saying, if you will put him first, he's going to put you first. You remember what Deuteronomy said? If you'll hearken to the voice of the Lord your God to observe and to do all these things that I have commanded you, I'll make you the head and not the tail, the first and not the last. Well, how does that happen? By you obeying the divine directive to absolutely make Jesus first in your life. In fact, Psalm 75 says it really plainly. Here it is. Promotion comes neither from the east nor from the west. That means it's coming. It's coming from our great God straight over the sapphire sill of heaven's gate. It's coming new every morning. Every morning. God and God alone puts one down, these verses say, and sets another up. Listen, there are things in your life about to get set down. Your mom or daddy ever look at you and say, set down? Did you ever tell your dog, set down? Well, I tell that big 100-pound black and gray German shepherd of mine, sit down. He knows he better sit down. When I tell him, stay, he knows to stay. Let me through the door first. That's what we're saying. We've got to let God sit down, sit behind us, those things that hinder us, so we can make him first. Dear child of God, that will leave you deeply disappointed if you cannot establish in your life the position of lordship for Jesus Christ. It'll leave you disappointed with the pain of your past, it disturbed from restful and peaceful sleep. It'll leave you worrying about, is your marriage going to break up? Fearful about your rebellious child, weighing on your mind, draining your emotions. Listen to me. Your supernatural turnaround begins today, right now, today. All you need to do is make the decision. It's on you to give the Lord Jesus Christ and the kingdom of our God and his eternal word first place in your heart and in your life in 2025. Right now, you can exchange your plans for his. How many of you would trade a tomorrow that he planned before he formed you in your mother's womb to your plan? His plans. And he's about to turn everything, and I mean everything. When you turn everything over to the very God who created you. So listen, allow me to invite you to do just that and to begin right now. You can begin the whole thing by simply becoming obedient to God's divine directive to put the Lord first by responding to his directed scriptural offering of first fruits right now in the very first month of 2025. By offering God your first fruits offering, your very best first fruits offering. For some, That could be your first day of 2025's increase. Right now, the first day of a brand new year, that increase, and say, God, I'm giving to your command before I do anything else. For somebody else, you may have grown in your faith. You may want to sanctify the rest of 2025 by giving 1 week's increase. Other friends, many, like Joni and me, we set aside the entire first month's increase as our first fruits offering to sanctify the rest of the year and get God involved in every day for the rest of 2025. The blessing of the Lord does not, underline not, depend on the amount. It's not the amount. It's the obedience and it's the faith that are required to obey the command of God in the offering that God speaks to your heart. No matter the amount of your first fruits gift, simply do it in faith. Do it in obedience and unlock the blessing of the Lord, faith upon faith, hope upon hope, glory upon glory in 2024. Now, here's how. Simply call. Grab that phone right there next to you. You can call right now, 24 hours a day. Or you can simply snap that QR code on your screen. That'll take you directly over to rodparsley.com. And praise God, there's still time for you to send your 2025 first fruits offering by mail. But make sure it reaches us by January 31st so we can get it on our New Year's altar. Don't let this first month, you know, you won't have another first month in 2025. So that's why we say this is the time for first fruits. So don't let it pass before you become obedient to the directive of God's word so you receive His mighty blessing. His miracle is manifested by what He does when we simply obey.
In this first month of the year, your obedience can activate God's promise of provision for the remaining 11 months. God has set before you a blessing and a curse. Choose wisely. When you honor the Lord with your substance and your first fruits of all your increase, you choose blessings in 2025. Obedience and honor opens the door to the promises of Psalm 25. Loving kindness is promised when you keep His covenant and place Him first of all in your life. Pray about what your commanded first fruits offering should be. Some respond with 1 day's increase, others give 1 week's increase, and some 1 month's increase. It's not equal giving, but equal sacrifice. Call now or scan the QR code on your screen. It will take you directly to rodparsley.com. Every first fruits gift will move forward the work of this global soul-winning ministry. You can trust the 50-year record of integrity and faithfulness to the full gospel. Dr. Parsley will sow back into your life by sending you the brand new resource, First, God's Plan for Your Success. 3 messages on 6 discs, plus the companion book, There Are Secrets You Need to Discover That Place God First in Your Life, and the blessings that will follow. Please include your prayer requests and watch live January 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central. God has already stored up blessings for you in 2025, but only you can release them from His heavenly storehouse. Give your first fruits offering today in obedience to His word.
We only have one opportunity, the first month, to release God's best into the rest. At the very beginning of the year, in January, to honor God, to place him first in this year with a very special scriptural first fruits offering. It's a testimony of obedience to God that your heart desires to serve him, to love him, to obey him above anything and everything else. The Lord God's command of the first fruits offers us an opportunity to get on the right foundation for the rest of 2025. In fact, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, get this, was our Father's first fruits offering. A lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Do you see it? Before anything else, God himself gave his only begotten Son. And King Jesus became the first begotten of the dead. First fruits. The first fruits of all humanity. And now he has forgiveness and freedom and grace upon grace. If we'll sanctify the rest of 2025 in great faith, steadfast obedience. And here's what that obedience demands, that every one of us, I've already got mine in, that every one of us is obedient to give our first fruits offering before the end of January. Now, for some, that could be a first fruits offering of $100 or $200. But what's important is that it's your best. And I'm sure that many sense the prophetic end time importance of 2025. You know this is no ordinary year. And your heart is to advance the kingdom of Jesus Christ through this global soul-winning teaching, training, ministry, through Bridge of Hope and our missions outreaches around the world. Many have already responded with a first fruits offering of $1,000, some much more. It's very needed. And it's extremely appreciated. We just signed contracts to expand this ministry globally by television. We need some new partners and friends. I want to thank you if you've already given, and I want to encourage you to give today. I know God, not me, God will speak to your heart about what your first fruits offering should be for 2025. And you remember this, our Father gave Jesus Christ the very best first fruits offering heaven had to give. How can we do any less? Well, the number's right there on your screen. Pick up that phone. Come on, do something. If you say, well, I can't do $1,000, then do 10. Do something to let God know you want to put him first in 2025. Or with a single click of your phone, you can just scan that QR code. That'll take you directly to rodparsley.com or send your letter to me to Breakthrough, one word, Post Office Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. Now, don't let the first month, January 2025, pass away without setting aside your first fruits offering. Give God first place in 2025. He's going to move you to the front of the line.
In this first month of the year, your obedience can activate God's promise of provision for the remaining 11 months. God has set before you a blessing and a curse. Choose wisely. When you honor the Lord with your substance and your first fruits of all your increase, You choose blessings in 2025. Obedience and honor opens the door to the promises of Psalm 25. Loving kindness is promised when you keep His covenant and place Him first of all in your life. Pray about what your commanded first fruits offering should be. Some respond with 1 day's increase. Others give 1 week's increase, and some 1 month's increase. It's not equal giving, but equal sacrifice. Call now or scan the QR code on your screen. It will take you directly to rodparsley.com. Every first fruits gift will move forward the work of this global soul-winning ministry. You can trust the 50-year record of integrity and faithfulness to the full gospel. Dr. Parsley will sow back into your life by sending you the brand new resource, First, God's Plan for Your Success. 3 messages on 6 discs, plus the companion book, There Are Secrets You Need to Discover That Place God First in Your Life, and the blessings that will follow. Please include your prayer requests and watch live January 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central. God has already stored up blessings for you in 2025, but only you can release them from His heavenly storehouse. Give your first fruits offering today in obedience to His word.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing coupled with superior education. Being a student at Valor Christian College imparts you with the spiritual legacy of Howard Carter, Smith Wigglesworth, Dr. Lester Sumrall, and our founder, Dr. Rod Parsley.
Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Enroll today. Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
Well, just before today's broadcast comes to a close, let me give you 2 assignments. Number one, make a note on your calendar, Friday night, January 31st, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on the final day of the first month of 2025. I have called a very special holy convocation of prayer that night. And in great spiritual agreement, I want you to pray with us. The power resident in one place at one time, when we're in one accord, really can move mountains. Watch us live and pray with us. 9 o'clock Eastern Time on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, rodparsley.tv. Secondly, if there's an area of your life that you need God to move in an extraordinary way, send me your prayer requests so I can add them to our altar on January 31st and believe that 2025 is going to be the greatest year of your life. And don't forget now, follow me, like me on X, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Threads, and all the rest of it. Thank you for making Breakthrough a part of your day. I'll see you next time.